Remember, but I think around 2 years ago, I spoke to you about me and my colleague having some misunderstanding,
No,
and then
no,
we don't,
I remember.
then we don't talk to each other for quite some time until now, okay? Because then actually it's like something here, you know. But I feel that I'm not in the wrong, so I don't talk, you know. After that, I think a few days ago we attended this forgiveness retreat like that, then I kind of like understand what you that day what you told me, you know, that I asked how to say asking for forgiveness, and then it's like, because the I mean what I understand that now, like, is that whatever I do, right or wrong, like, is that the thing is I really hurt someone, you know, in stage and thought, like, whether I'm right or wrong, it's just that the consequences is I have hurt someone, and I have caused how to say
Understanding,
some like
exactly.
harm myself or don't harm others also. Like, if I continue like that, I continue have this chi in my heart, up. So at the end, I asked for forgiveness from her, lor. It's kind of, even though she haven't replied that time, I feel the whole big relief, you know. And then I said like I identified, when I writing down, it's like identify my ego and then my wrongdoing.
Ah, good. You should do that.
Then suddenly I understand, like, oh, I have harmed her and I harm myself. Then I ask forgiveness. Then even she replied, she says it's okay and everything. But before she replied, I already
You
cleared
already feel relief.
thing.
Do you know why or not? I already explained before. Well, this anger, hatred, envy, jealousy, and unhappy mind state that you feel at your heart area is tuned to your wrong view and perception of that person, your so-called friend that you don't like, because there is misunderstanding. So when it happened, what happened? It conditioned your emotion to react to them. So these are evil roots. Roots of all evil, negativity of mind state. So the Buddha said, if you reflect on the consequence of holding on to this negativity of mind state, what will happen to you? This will make you evil. Well, they are evil, root of all evil. So if it makes you evil, you cannot release your negativity of mind state. So what you need to do is to abandon it. And how do you abandon it? Of course, there is the five ways, but the best one is still through asking for forgiveness and repentance. But when you can do that, what happened? You are willing to forgive that person. What is forgive? Means you no longer get angry with her. You no longer wants to hold on to this thing, but you feel that in the past you might have, whether knowingly or unknowingly, harm or hurt her or cause any misunderstanding that has come in consequence where he or she suffer. So because of that, you want to resolve all this amicably through asking for forgiveness. So the moment you do that, you root out your negativity of mind state, means your misunderstanding, your anger, your envy, your jealousy, your unhappiness, you all root it out. And you are able to free your mind. Because when you forgive, you free yourself. You can understand that part now. When you forgive, means you no longer angry with that person. You no longer wants to continue with the conflict, the negativity, the emotion, the wrong view. So this is a very good way of releasing those negativity of mind state that has actually tormented you and caused you a lot of suffering that you may not have realized it. Because as long as not resolved, the two of you will continue to dislike each other and don't talk to each other, and you will have that negativity of vibration every time you meet. the two of you like cannot come together, or you try to avoid each other and not to have any more relationship. So this is where the Dhamma come in. When you ask for forgiveness, actually you root out your anger, your hatred, your evil, because you can forgive. When you can forgive, there is love. You no longer get angry and become envy of what happened or create further misunderstanding. So all this are very good way and important understanding to develop the ability to actually break your karmic obstruction. That's why asking for forgiveness is very useful. So what I taught you all is a more complete one. In the chanting book, page 16, I always say, whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly that you have caused them any karmic negativity or misunderstanding or even misled or do any of this negativity of karmic, you sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. So not necessary to that person alone. You have a complete blanket repentance, means you ask for forgiveness from all beings from the distant past until now. And when you do that, it has its effect. Its effect is tremendous. Surprisingly, your metta become very strong, because when you sincerely ask for forgiveness, you feel the joy, like what you felt when you did to that person. That is only to one single person. But when you did it to all the beings, whether knowingly or unknowingly that you have caused them any coming negativity or suffering or misery or misunderstanding or misled them, you would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. Then you also add on, may my this sincere apology and request for forgiveness be accepted by all. Then may all beings be well and happy. May the blessing of the Triple Gem be with them all. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the heart. So you do this, you feel very good, and your mind states become different. There is a lot of wholesomeness, a lot of metta, a lot of loving kindness. Then you can radiate good mind state. Then through this cultivation, you root out all the negative mind state and emotion that you have deposited in your memory and your brain, your scars of memory, your unhappy thought moments and all those things. So all those will be rooted out. Then when you see him or her the next time, you can just smile and you can feel the response coming back to you. They are different already. They don't hold on to those negative vibrations because the karmic obstruction has been broken down. When you stop to radiate metta and love, that karmic obstruction, it will break down. That negativity of emotion and vibration, they will break down. Naturally, it will break down. You try it and you will understand. Tammy, that's good. That's why through your sharing of this, it's going to help you and other people to develop better understanding. So yeah. Continue. Yes.
I just want to say that when writing it down, like because brother, when you say overall, what are the things that I done wrong or what are the
you have to write it down correctly.
Then like, for example, for a specific case, or then when I write it down, I've noticed that what is the things that went wrong? Is it that clearly was like right? Clearly see that.
Yes. That's why writing it down is very important. True. You have to write it down. Especially people with depression and with very negative mind state. I always tell them, you write it down. If you don't write it down, you will never have the understanding of what your thought is all about. Actually, all those things that you all write down, initially, before the Dhamma wisdom dawned upon you all, they are all wrong thought. Wrong thought that condition your negativity of coming. Wrong thought that condition your unhappiness, your misery, your suffering, your envy, your jealousy. You will start to identify all this. Then you realize that is what the Buddha meant by evil roots, roots of all evil. And these are wrong thoughts. So you're supposed to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, starting with right view to develop right thought. Then why are all your thoughts negative, wrong thought? That's why people are not happy. People have affliction. People are miserable because they keep on creating wrong thought. And wrong thought is your enemy because they are the thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. It makes you evil. And it will condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, your affliction, your negativity of mind states, even fear, phobia. All these are wrong thought, insecurity. So you start to see all this when you write it down. Then the understanding will dawn upon you and you will be able to straighten your view. Why should I think in this way? I'm supposed to develop the right view to accept them for what they are. Yet this is law of karma. Very likely in the past, I have done all this to people and now karmically, I become the victim. It comes back to me. That's why this person created friction and misunderstanding with me. And I have this, what they call negativity of my state through that misunderstanding. So all this you start to see, then you start to develop the true cultivation. The true cultivation is to understand your thought, to see yourself, that these are your mundane mind's delusion, born of Sakkaya Ditti. That's why you react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, you feel and think. You stir your mind because of your views, your opinion, your conditioning, and your belief system. Then also all those phobia, insecurity that you have accumulated. So after you have seen all this clearly, then you can straighten your view so that in future, when you have similar situation, when you confront similar condition or situation, you will not react and stir your mind like before. You will not create any more karmic entanglement. You will not develop misunderstanding and conflict or argument. You will be able to apply Noble Eightfold Path to resolve issue amicably. So that you have appropriate right speech. It's not easy to have right speech when you are deluded and heedless. Cannot. Because the anger, the emotion actually condition you to be a negative. Then your thought will tell you different things. You say, how can this guy do this? You expect me to ask for forgiveness from him, seek repentance from him. Then you use that improper word, the hell with him and all those things. So this is what the deluded living beings or the heedless without Dhamma do, and they behave heedlessly. But when you have the cultivation, the Dhamma, you become different. You can apply Noble Eightfold Path. You become more mindful, more heedful. You can straighten your view. You can accept them for what they are. And you can be at peace with all conditions and all situations. That is how you transform. This is what cultivation is all about. So you have brought out a very good example, and your sharing is very useful because simple thing like asking for forgiveness, repentance, and your experience with that friend 2 years ago now become Dhamma. So this is very useful. So writing it down is very useful. Writing it down, you can see what you have written down. Otherwise, through the thinking, mind is like invisible and subtle. You cannot see because you will be caught in the whole similar cocoon of thought. That habitual tendency keep on repeating. Then you don't see the point. But when you write it down, like you say, it becomes clear to you, yeah, you must have done this. That's why there is misunderstanding your speech are not proper. You must have acted selfishly or less tactfully. So all this will surface. Then you know how to improve yourself, how to straighten your views and change over to a better way of living life. And that is what Noble Eightfold Path Cultivation is all about. Okay, Tammy? Sadhu, can follow and understand. I think now should be more and more clear to you. So this is very helpful, very useful, because whatever she share, it create condition for Dhamma to arise. Then many cultivator, when they listen, they can also benefit, because not only Tammy, I think many Dhamma friends and practitioners, they are not so converse with the cultivation. So not everybody know how to apply. So you have to start from somewhere. So what Tammy go through is very typical of a normal human being. And what she experienced, she can now, through his own understanding, her own understanding, especially after she starts to write down what her wrong thoughts are, why she become entangled, and how her life has improved since she's able to identify all this. So this is real cultivation, cultivating Noble Eightfold Path, realizing your own shortcoming, your own what they call karmic negativity, your wrong view, your wrong understanding. Then how you start to change over to proper understanding means you start to straighten your view, develop better understanding, then apply Noble Eightfold Path more and more. When you are heedless, the Noble Eightfold Path is never there. It's all habitual tendency, the anger, the hatred, the emotion, the views, the opinion, the conditioning, the grasping, the clinging. So all these are negativity of mind state, born of wrong thought, the evil roots, roots of all evil, make you evil. That's why without Dhamma, without right view, you cannot actually straighten your view, transform yourself to improve your life, to develop wisdom and understanding so that you can understand life better. Then the Four Noble Truths will become more and more clear to you. Then you start to identify. No wonder the Buddha say craving, attachment, grasping, clinging is the cause of suffering. But this is what you do. You hold on to your views. You attach to your thinking process, your conditioning, your views and opinion and all those things. Then you start to see and the word become clear to you. Then the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, you can see them and you can expand them until you become very, very clear. That's how the constant reflection, contemplation, and inquiry helps in the cultivation.